Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com.
And it got their attention. And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and gave up his spirit. And behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook and the rocks were split. Also the tombs were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they entered the holy city and appeared to many. Matthew chapter 27, verses 50 to 53. The centurion and his soldiers saw a man die like no other crucifixion victim ever had, and it got their attention. People in Jerusalem had dead friends and family members returned to life, and it got their attention. The religious leaders felt the earthquake and saw the curtain that shielded the Holy of Holies ripped in half, and it got their attention. Now all of them had a choice. Would they acknowledge that Jesus was who he said he was, or not? The Bible gives us only one man's response, the centurion at the cross. And Jesus, crying out with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I entrust my spirit." And having said this, he died. Now when the centurion saw what had happened, he began praising God, saying, "This man was, in fact, innocent." Luke chapter 23, verses 46 and 47. I wonder if there were others. More importantly, with all of God's miracles around me every single day, does it get my attention?
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com, which is also where you can get in touch with Craig, read more posts, and access the huge library of resources he's gathered.